Honey, are you awake? I can feel you moving around. Is everything okay? No, it clearly isn't fine. You're shaking and all sweaty. Did you have a nightmare? You need to tell me. I can't just leave you alone like this. Sweetie, you're feeling too anxious to sleep? About anything in particular, or is it just one of those nights? No, it's okay. I'm already awake now, honey. You can tell me. Keeping these feelings inside you won't make things any better. Because of work? I figured. So your boss is giving you more responsibilities? Again? I feel like she's making you do enough work for 3 people. Honey, you can't take care of everything. You need to learn to say no. It's okay to say no. I know it's easier said than done, believe me. But if it's affecting you this much, something needs to change. I can see how much you suffer from always working or thinking about work, and I don't know how to deal with it. I just want to help you, but don't know what to do. Maybe we can think of a way for you to confront her? I know. I know we can't solve these issues right now. It just makes me so sad to see you like this. Is there anything I can do to make you feel at least a little better right now? Just to help you fall asleep so we can tackle things in the morning? No, I will not go back to sleep until you let me help you. I wouldn't be able to get any rest knowing how you're feeling right now anyways. Of course, I can hold you, baby. Do you want me to be your big spoon? I don't care that you're sweaty and you definitely aren't gross. Here, let me crawl under the blanket with you. Honey, your heart is racing. Shh. It's okay. I'm here for you now. Everything will be okay. I love you. And making you feel better is the only thing I care about right now. Can you feel my calm breath on your neck? Shh. Try to breathe with me. In. And out. Deep breaths, baby. In. And out. Really focus on your breathing. Feel my chest rise against your back as you breathe with me. Just like that, sweetie. Your heart is already slowing down. Keep going like this. You're doing so well. I love you so much. So, so much. And it breaks my heart to see you suffer like this. I know you want to do everything in your power to make others happy, but you need to take care of yourself as well. Of course, your work and responsibilities are important, but don't forget about your well-being. It is difficult, and you might feel bad about prioritizing your own feelings, but you have to. You want to be strong and take care of everything, but sometimes strength lies in admitting that you can't do things alone. Asking for help. Accepting help. Saying no to others. Those make you strong as well. You need to know your limits, baby. please? At least try to talk to me when something is on your mind, okay? I will always be there to support you and to help you through difficult times. I can't solve these things for you, but I will do everything I can to help you work on them and be there for you while you do. Promise me to let me help you. Thank you, baby. Now, try to only focus on the feeling of me holding you. All of those other thoughts are tomorrow's issues. Is there anything I can do to help you free up your mind? You want me to stroke your hair? Of course, I can do that, sweetie. Try to relax and let me take care of you. I love running my fingers through your hair, lightly massaging your scalp, the slight tickle of your soft hair on my skin, my nails, scratching you ever so softly. And I love that no matter how often I do this, you still get goosebumps like it's the first time again. It always seems like something special. What do you think I'm doing? I'm taking off my shirt. And yours is coming off as well. Sit up a bit so I can... There we go. And we don't need those bottoms either. There we go. Skin contact is super important and a great way to release all of those feel-good hormones. That's why cuddling feels so nice. And being naked makes it even better. My breast resting against your back is just a fun bonus. Hold my hand as I place it on your chest. I want us both to feel your heartbeat. You smell so good. And I don't mean your shampoo or body wash. Just your natural scent. It's downright intoxicating. I'd be lying if I said I wasn't a slight bit addicted to it. What else do I like about your body? You shouldn't get me started on that if you want us to get any sleep tonight. I love feeling your warm, soft skin. My hand running over it and your back pressed against me. Feeling those tiny hairs stand up as I caress your body. Your muscles twitching when I touch your belly. Your goosebumps when I stroke those extra sensitive parts of yours. I love gliding my hands over your back, feeling your shoulders and muscles move. My fingers going down your spine, exploring the little bumps before reaching the small of your back, where you're just a little bit ticklish. Maybe going even further down to your ass. Gripping and jiggling those firm cheeks. I love your arms and hands, how you hold me with them. The way they can be strong yet so gentle and caring. Feeling your muscles and veins, those soft hairs. Holding your hand, our fingers locking, never wanting to let go. I love your warmth, not just physically, but also emotionally. Whether I'm cold or sad, being close to you always makes me feel better. You keep me warm so when you need it, I can give you that warmth back. Supporting each other makes us both so much stronger. I love your beautiful eyes and your breathtaking smile. I fell for you the first time I looked at you. And when I saw your adorable laugh after I told one of my dumb jokes, I just knew I needed to be with you. I love your soft lips. Watching them move and form words. words when you talk to me. Kissing them. The satisfaction of feeling them all over my body. I can't even stop myself from softly touching them right now. Parting them ever so slightly and feeling your warm breath as you exhale. I love those little cues you give me without even being aware of them. Those tiny movements or looks that let me know what you want. Like right now. I can feel you pressing your butt into me. Telling me to hold you even tighter and to wrap my legs around yours. What else? The way you ask that tells me exactly what you want to hear. I love your cock. It's just perfect for me. And you always manage to make me feel so good with it. Stroking you. Sucking you. Getting fucked by you. It's just amazing. And knowing how much pleasure it brings you makes it so much better. Being with you has given me so much. If there's anything I can ever do to give it back to you, I will. And speaking of giving back to you, is there anything I could do to help you relax? I totally understand if you're not in the mood for that right now, honey. You don't need to apologize. I can just continue holding you and keeping you safe. You want to turn around? But then I have to let go of you. Not too sure I can bring myself to do that. Fine, but only if you let me give you a big goodnight kiss. You can hold me as tightly as you want. You don't have to thank me, baby. I know you'd do the same for me if I needed it. And knowing that I can make you feel better and help you through rough times is all the gratitude I need. Pull me. Pull me closer. Your chest pressing against mine. Your taste on my lips. Our legs intertwined. I love holding you. I love feeling you. I love you with all my heart. You really should try to get some sleep now, baby. You don't need to let go of me. You can just fall asleep like this. I will be here for you as long as you need me, darling. When we're together, everything will be fine. Snuggle up to me and use me as your soft, warm pillow, my love. Just close your eyes, rest your head on my chest, and listen to my heart as we both drift away.